Hey everybody, welcome back to my channel. So today I have an Amazon favorites video, or things that I bought from Amazon that I love. And Amazon is a guilty pleasure for a lot of us, including myself. I love to find random things that are either useful for my life, maybe really frivolous, and maybe I don't need it, but I really like it. And I'm going to share all of that with you.
Did you like it?
If you replace the buns,
I'm not talking Burger King. I'm talking the malt ball.
Oh, yeah. Whoppers.
Well, that goes.
We have Whoppers at the office, which I don't understand why we have such unhealthy snacks.
But Whoppers is under the umbrella of the 1940s man diet, so it's okay.
Right,
it works.
Hungry man Campbell's soup.
For every Whopper, you have to smoke a cigarette, and it counteracts the sugar.
I love that.
Oh yeah.
So you don't get
checks
fat.
Out.
I've also noticed I don't understand how people smoke cigarettes.
Oh God!
I do not understand it because
because they keep getting laid too hard because it's so cool.
Exactly.
They look too cool.
I don't know how people's dicks stay on their body after smoking so many cigarettes.
That's right.
Because they are getting laid too hard.
Yeah.
No, I
you're gonna die of AIDS before they die of cancer.
Totally.
So they're getting laid too
I think
hard.
It's a good moment to say this is Did You Reddit weekly podcast about the internet. A wave right at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm a dog boobs.
My free day.
We're here just talking about diet fads and how to friggin' lose weight. Because I was at a Top Man last night and I was like, oh, I look bad in turtleneck. Which I got to fix. But
you know
anyway,
what would be a good thing? Maybe we start this business. It's like, I feel like the first week of anything is the hardest.
Oh, yes, true.
Yeah.
The same goes for starting keto or like being a Vietnam POW camp person. Like that first week is the most brutal. Starting CrossFit.
Interesting. What an interesting. Okay, sure.
Getting waterboarded or something.
Right.
Like
yeah.
That first week.
Starting CrossFit or being a prisoner of war in Vietnam.
Right. So it was just Veterans Day. So shout out to the vets.
Shout out to. Yes.
I've been watching a lot of these great docuseries on his channel about Vietnam.
Right? Yeah.
Anyway, that's
you're at that point in your life where you're watching Vietnam documentaries.
It's all I have.
Okay. Cool.
But now they're in HD and color.
Oh,
ooh.
Shit.
But so this business is like we start like a prison sort of a situation where you get checked in for like that first week of when we make it. It's like it's bad.
So you want us to go in the rehab clinic business? Is that what you're asking?
We're not rehabbing. We're breaking you.
So you want us to go into the private prison industry?
Hold on. You're going to come out. Yeah. You're going to come out with a six pack.
Okay.
How's that sound?
All right.
That's what we lead with.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Do you like six packs in sports cars?
Do you want one? Yeah. Yes.
Well, then
join our prison workout system.
That's what
join
most...
our in-home prison workout system.
That's
that
what most people
you can't leave.
Don't realize is prison's a great place to lose weight, right?
I mean, I don't know if that's a sacrifice I would totally be willing to make.
I think prisoner of war, yes. Prisoner at Rikers.
Yeah.
I think the bread and
the food's just still too
it's
trash.
Like macaroni and
you just gotta be doing push-ups all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna be in your cell and you're gonna just you're forced to just stay in a cell, you gotta be doing mad push-ups.
Totally.
Reading John Grisham novels and doing push-ups.
That's how you get out. Mm. John Grisham and Tom Cruise. Mm.
I'm sure there's there definitely is a banned book list in prison, right?
I thought you meant a band named John Grisham.
Oh, maybe.
What do you mean a banned book list? Oh, I thought you literally meant like a music band.
Oh no!
And like book list, and I didn't realize until I said it out loud. And I'm
encyclopedia?
Like, oh, banned books.
What was I saying about cigarettes? Oh, just the fact that I feel like I have a permanent cold.
Oh yeah.
Right, and I don't know how like if I have one cigarette. I like spend the next week being like, I fucked up my sinuses.
Oh,
right?
God.
You know, it's the cigarette smoke.
And
does?
I love smoking cigarettes. Yeah. So I can't.
This is like high school physiology fact that I just remembered. It like paralyzes your cilia. Cilia is like the hair inside your nose and sinus system.
Nice.
And that stuff works to keep your mucous membrane like healthy.
Amazing. Yeah.
So you, like when dust and shit goes up there, it doesn't go in your brain. It gets stuck. It's like a filter system. But when you smoke, it paralyzes all that shit. And so it lays flat, and then your nose starts to run, and you feel like you're sick. So it's a direct
effect. Your dust
gets
filled with brain, or
your
with,
brain gets
your brain
filled
gets
with,
filled
with like,
dust.
All
mites.
Kind of particles.
Yeah.
This guy knows a lot.
about nothing.
These are like old dare scare tactics is what he's spilling on us right now.
The second part of what I was saying is when you smoke, it relaxes your cilia, but it's the perfect time to do blow because it goes right into your brain. So I was just going to say.
Oh my God.
So you went from like being a high school guidance counselor to being
the coolest high schooler ever.
Exactly. That's funny. So anyway, we already did the intro. So today we're going to talk about Hail Corporate, which this has been a pretty popular form for a while. I was looking at this last night because I've been familiar with Hail Corporate, but I haven't really done a super deep dive, and it's quite interesting because it's kind of like an accountability subreddit.
Yeah.
More than it is a lot of subreddits are obviously based around sharing things that are found. And this is that, but it's through the lens a little bit of like this person is shilling for corporations without even knowing it.
Right.
Type thing. So we're going to get to that. That was kind of facilitated because of, to some degree, it's kind of a little bit of a tangent, but there's a crazy conspiracy happening right now about the Bolivian uprising and Tesla, which we'll talk about because it came from the front page, but we're going to talk about that. But before we do that, let's talk about the front page cigarettes and healthcare.
Cigarettes, man. I got to get on that.
got to get on that.
Well, if you're trying to get laid in high school.
If you're trying to get laid in high school and you're trying to create a lubricated vessel to your brain for cocaine, then cigarettes is the way to go, evidently. According to Friday.
We're a science pod.
We are a science pod.
We are.
All right, what's been happening in the top of this past week?
Well, this is the top of science. It's on the front page.
Oh.
Recent study in vaccines reveals that the majority of anti-vax ads on Facebook are funded by just two organizations. Pro-vaccination ads were funded by 83.
Yeah, I saw
so
that.
So all of this anti-vaxxer shit is coming from two places.
Ukraine.
Like, it's Ukraine and Ukraine again.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing to read because I guess that makes sense because it's such a rogue idea.
Yeah.
That you would assume that it's a little bit of an isolated source. But this for me continues to be, Facebook has fucked up, man.
Yeah, they have.
They've really fucked up. And it's just getting worse because I think we're becoming increasingly enlightened to the things that have led to this point.
Yeah.
When was the last time you guys were on Facebook?
I actually just deleted my Facebook.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
oh,
wow. Like deleted.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It takes 30 days, but I think it's been like 3 weeks already.
I can't bring myself to delete it because I have so many, there's so many people that internationally use it for communication still. So I just like can't cut ties, but I don't really use it the way I once did. Right.
I never use it. I check in once every like week or two.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people have kind of become like that.
And they just, they keep badgering me to sign up for their messenger system.
For sure.
I hate that shit.
I keep not doing it. Almost totally. Like, I'm doing it almost to have fun with myself, like I'm in an long argument with an old friend, even though I know like it's a computer, and they're like, "Hey, you got a new message." And
you're
I'm
like, "No, dude, I'm like, I love how this we message do this." Is.
And it's like, "You want to sign up for Messenger?" And I'm like, "Not today,
dude. Right.
Maybe next week I'll check back in." And it just goes on. Yeah. It's been going on for 3 years.
And then you smile to yourself, and you're like, "This is just what we do."
I have the upper hand here, Facebook.
Yep.
I mean, it's very similar to YouTube too, actually, where every time you go to YouTube, it's just like, "Do you want to sign up for YouTube Premium?" Like, exactly. We've gone down this road
there
many times.
Be a yes,
YouTube,
no, yeah. And a once and for all, no.
Yeah.
Button.
Right. Like,
there really should be.
I like the once and for all.
Right. It's going to be a big button, but it has to exist.
Well, it'd be a very little button, and it would be floating around the page. Every time your mouse got close, it would move.
Why do they take 30 days to delete your thing? Like to give, because you might want to switch back.
It's banking on you like changing your mind, like freaking out in the next 30 days and reactivating it or something.
They don't realize you have cigarettes to back you up.
Yeah,
make you cool.
They clearly don't know I have a cigarette to cocaine to Laird Hamilton.
You don't need
coffee tape. Lard.
That's right.
Like
coffee gravy.
Morning routine.
Laird Hamilton's nutritional gravy.
Laird Hamilton nutrition gravy.
They're kind of like, it's actually interesting. Like they have all the power.
Right.
Yeah.
if you use it, right? So like all you have to do is not use it and then they have zero power. I mean, obviously they have a ton of other power.
Well, technically, I mean, one would say they retain their power because of the data that you have given them.
Totally.
And of course, like we forget, Instagram and
Galore.
So it's like they're still retaining an immense amount of power, but
one at a time.
But
we'll
Facebook as a fucking platform is truly an ugly, awful, useless platform. Like, every time I go to it now, I'm just like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
No.
And
same.
And I,
it's not even updates of, if I want updates of my friends' lives, it's usually Instagram.
Dude, it's,
that's
it
where
really,
I see
it,
things now.
It is. And I don't, maybe it's a generational thing. And maybe it's just one of those things where because we, I think that our relationship with Facebook, specifically like the three of us in our generation, I think might be an interesting sign into how we can fix some of the algorithmic problems that we have come to through all these social networks, because we have, in our early days, everybody used Facebook a lot more. So it created a little bit of your panel for you, and it created a little bit of your personalization. But as you've walked away from it, that personalization that was already kind of affixed to you isn't leaving because you had kind of made it.
Yeah.
So it's not like starting from scratch where it's just like personalize it. We'll make it for you. It's like, we'll make it for you 4 years ago. And you're just like, I don't, what in the world? So we kind of accidentally messed with the algorithm.
That's true.
On our own.
Yeah.
And now it's created this thing that everybody goes like, I don't like Facebook. It's useless.
Yeah.
And if Facebook's machines would be like, you made it that way.
Yeah.
You just didn't keep up with it. So it stayed that way, and now it feels useless to you. And I'm kind of like, great. Like, that's how you fucking beat the algorithm.
It's,
you know,
true.
What I mean?
Yeah, it's almost, it almost felt like deleting it was like a symbolic, like for myself kind of thing. Like, I'm not going to waste any more time on this stupid
Well, I already
platform.
Don't waste time on it. I mean, for me right now, it just feels like it's
that's
like
the
a,
difference. Like,
an
I would
antiquated,
get sucked into stuff.
Diary.
Like, I would get sucked into Facebook group, discussion. And I'm like, I don't need to be talking to random people. Like,
Yeah, totally.
It's addicting for me. Yeah. I love doing it.
Them and Twitter are, I think, the neediest social medias in the sense that, like, when I sign on, they're always telling me something that I missed out on that I need to be a part of. Like, they're like, hey, you got notifications.
While you were gone.
And I'm like, all right, I'll play this game.
Totally.
I'll click the notifications button. Then it's like, your cousin James talked to your aunt Linda.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's not a notification.
To do with that. I wasn't in the original conversation.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm not in this one. So quit trying to suck me into like your party.
Yeah.
Because I know better. Your party sucks.
Yeah.
Anybody who's like begging you to hang out
is
the fucking dorkiest, right?
Yes.
So they do that a lot at Facebook, and Twitter does it too, where they're like, hey, guess who just tweeted?
Yep.
And I'm like, some fucking douche that I don't even want to know about. Quit like asking me to participate.
Yeah.
It's
you're baiting me and it's not working.
It's the old phrase, desperation is a stinky cologne. If you
I love that.
Just like, one of my favorite phrases.
They're just like
my dad used to say that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Oh, Coon's Age ago?
Coon's Age, yeah.
Next to his cherry Mustang.
Before you were wearing Drakkar Noir.
Yeah, I get things on Facebook that are absolutely irrelevant to me. And I look at them and I go, the mere fact that you thought that was relevant to me means that your system is absolutely broken, right? Like, in my notifications,
true.
I'm looking at, like, a random friend of mine who I've met a few times. He's a Japanese guy, lives in Japan. Added a new photo to his album, Instagram Photos. That, Facebook, like, you have one of the most intelligent AIs in the world. Like, what makes you think that I would give a shit about that?
Honestly, is it because, like, you're right, though. Like, it goes back to what you were saying, like, our absence from the platform has made it so that it doesn't know us as well anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's increasingly, it's like a self-perpetuating problem.
Totally. Which is kind of, in a way, liberating.
Ads.
Yeah. So this is actually, there's something from the past week, which I had sent around to you guys, which in a way echoes this, which I thought, it's this video has 86,000 upvotes right now. And it's just submitted 3 days ago on videos. The golden age of internet is over and corporations killed it. And this is probably what more than anything we're going to use to segue into Hail Corporate. But 1,477 upvotes in 24 hours ago was shadow banned from the front page. I don't really understand what shadow banned means.
It means it's not removed. They just won't show it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so cool. It's not technically gone. It doesn't get deleted. But their algorithm like some red flag goes off where it's like, this could make us look bad, and we're just going to sort of bury it.
Yeah. So this video, did you guys see this video?
I watched it last night, yeah.
No.
This is my bedtime vid.
Oh, it's good bedtime vid. So basically, it's a video from somebody who seems like probably a relatively prolific vlogger or YouTube personality, talking about how everything has a golden age, even if it's like the golden age of America, the golden age of hip hop, the golden age of whatever, and the golden age of internet. We have now passed it, and we are on the decline of the internet. The golden age of the internet has happened.
Wow.
And corporations have officially destroyed the internet, right? And when you think about it, this is true. I mean, this is like Facebook is kind of the ad revenue system is the thing that completely destroyed the internet. And Facebook and YouTube, as really the two biggest propagators of content through what we kind of previously thought, have kind of become the things that have destroyed the internet.
Yeah.
There's so many things he said in this video that I've echoed or thought above and it's a good little video that like tied it all together, but like specifically how sort of lame and uninteresting YouTube has got since I started watching YouTube in like 2006.
Oh, dude, it's insane.
Like my whole career in this industry started through YouTube as a place to find like weird young people making weird videos.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And it's really hard to find like strange, fresh takes on there anymore. It's like everything's like, it feels like a TV show now.
Yeah.
Everything's very glossy. And it's become that way on purpose. And you're kind of going like, what's the other YouTube? Like, where is that place? And I think this is something I was going to ask you guys. Like, it's crazy to say like YouTube might not exist. Like, YouTube will always exist, but it might not be the place we go anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, just like Facebook might not be the place we go. I said this to somebody once. I was like, I don't know if Apple is always going to be the king of the phone.
Right.
Like, it's hard to imagine, but like we also have to think.
Yeah,
there's like some issues here.
Well,
what's the innovation?
I mean, we've seen a lot of companies that were household names fall apart, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it was just
have Tesla, and right. Nobody wants to buy Ford. So like,
right. Totally.
There's gonna be another something, and so I think there's gonna be a better YouTube. Somebody figure out like a place. It's got to come up. I don't know if it exists already and I'm missing it. But.
No, I don't think we're missing it. I think that YouTube is a product of its own ubiquitousness, right? Like I think what it can't, just by the nature of what YouTube is and what it serves, it's really hard to imagine that something can quickly replace it because you would be seeing links sent across the internet constantly.
Yeah.
I was actually with my girlfriend and a friend last night. We were looking at the Alexa top 50 list or something. We were trying to trace the most popular websites on the internet. And surprisingly, and I don't think it is the top website of the internet.
Pornhub, RamHub, JizzHub.
Well, that was actually why, FaceLand, that was how it came up, is because I was telling somebody how important porn is to the internet.
They're like
for
the
how
top
popular.
10, right?
They're not the top 10, but they're up there. They're like surprisingly up there if you don't know anything about porn. But one of the top was Wikipedia.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And I had a moment of like, oh, great. That feels sacred.
Yeah.
Right? Like Wikipedia is kind of one of the few places and we completely take it for granted that it really is not overrun by ads. It feels like it's just public radio almost, you know?
Yeah.
Like user supported,
whatever.
That's
so true. It truly just feels like an encyclopedia.
Exactly. But when you think about where people are sending you to get well-researched qualitative information, Wikipedia is the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube is the place for videos, right? And I think that is just how it is, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how we're going to be able to replace that until people really just genuinely start sharing videos that are coming from another place. Vimeo didn't do it. They're too niche. They're all about kind of high quality film.
I could imagine, like, I think YouTube, I've never used YouTube like a social network or anything but I think it's like, it's kind of just become a hosting platform at this point. And so like, if you're looking for a specific kind of video, I think it's less about like who's going to be the new host and more like aggregating like subreddit, like deep into YouTube, like these aggregators that take things like from this random host and aggregate like based on what you're looking for. I think that's like I don't know. That's like the closest you can get to it now.
Yeah, you think about like maybe Imgur or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That might be one that feels pretty protective.
Yeah. I mean, Imgur is not totally, it's not like built in the same way. And this is the other thing we're going to start getting into. I mean, now in the way that we're talking about how the internet has died, or kind of the internet has not died, but the golden age of internet and the reason people, I think, love the internet, that has kind of we're starting to see that's starting to get dark, right? Because of places like Facebook, because of places like Google. But even with YouTube, like, part of what we're going to see, in the same way that you see with politics and other companies and fucking Philip Morris, like, you know, these traditionally dastardly corporations, is if there is a new YouTube that pops up, YouTube as a company will destroy it in the way that they're routing people.
Bring it on. Right? Try us.
Like, it's going to become one of those things where it's like something's going to get popular, and it's going to have to be a populist kind of uprising, mm-hmm. in the same way that the Tesla thing was, in a way, right? Where Tesla's, like, there have been other innovative car companies, right? And there are plenty of car companies, but like part of the reason that Tesla has become such a phenomenon is because of the cult of personality of Elon Musk, like him or not, right? Where kind of if you buy into the brand, then that's your brand, right? Same thing with Apple. And so I think you have to figure out
what's the Apple brand anymore, too. I think that slips away slowly with no Steve Jobs, or as it becomes more dorkified and corporatized.
It's not even dorkified. It's just a fucking, it's just another, it's Hewlett Packard, man. I mean, it's like, it's at this
becoming,
point.
Yeah, right? It's just sort of losing its identity. Yeah.
Because I mean, we're gonna see some new companies. It's just a matter of like what the infrastructure is. I mean, I think that we're even seeing a lot of stories recently about how the Silicon Valley concept is starting to the cracks in the pavement a little bit, right? Where like WeWork, they were about to go public, right? They're about to start kind of, you know, taking on shareholders, et cetera. And they people kind of got to look at kind of how the business was made, and it just was absolute. Like, built on fucking nothing, on debt, right?
Yeah, it was like the housing crisis.
Right, and Uber is the same way, and Netflix is the same way. Like, all these companies are like, this is the kind of methodology is like, take on debt to grow, and then when you're big enough, sell, right?
Yeah.
But sell with infinite debt that you can't really technically pay back.
Pyramid scheme 101, isn't it?
Totally.
Kind of.
Like Ponzi.
It's Ponzi scheme, pyramid scheme. Question. Shit, yeah.
Do you like Ferraris? Do you want to get a Donzi sports boat?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All you got to do is get five of your friends to sign up for this $150 package.
Fuck.
Let me say this sports.
I've got five friends who will do it.
Let me say this rifle that shoots.
And then they have to get five friends.
That's right.
And then they have to get five friends.
But the thing I like most about that video is the guy starts calling YouTube them-tube.
Because
his big argument is like, it's not about you anymore, it's about them.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
And he's like, and so he like replaces the you in the logo with a them. And I was like, them too. Yeah. But I was like, what are like a
got
cool,
him, man. Yeah,
cool totally. New way to sort of like punk rock YouTube and be calling like, you what? Oh, you're on them tube? And it's like,
I know.
I don't know if it's going to catch on, but
I would assume
it is on this podcast.
But,
I'll tell you that.
But you know, I mean, there's, I mean, you know, this is echoing the H3 kind of. The H3 comments too. I mean, they've been kind of down and on the YouTube for a while because of the demonetization and the kind of algorithmic shift, where it's like, in theory, algorithms are good because they customize things for you and everything's about
They're
you.
They're good
for
and
it's
making
great.
Mayonnaise, you know, like you want that same best foods.
But the flip of it though is like, it's also, so it warps creativity for people that are genuinely doing creative things because you don't match the thing that you need to go mass. So the algorithm doesn't really catch on to you. So the innovation kind of gets squashed. But the flip side of it is that's the kids video thing that they did those. Amazing video that H3 did those amazing videos on back in the day, where the algorithm accommodates these kid videos, even though the kid videos are really nefarious.
Yes.
And it's people with really bad intent fucking with kids videos so that they could get crazy views while also being a dickhead.
Right.
And the algorithm goes, sure, kids video, you're in, right? Pepsi, put an ad before this. And then it's just like the kind of frozen, weird, erotica, Spider-Man and Elsa stuff. Like, so we're going to continue seeing more and more of these kind of stories. That's a really compelling video though, and I think that we'll kind of get into that with the corporate thing. But what else is on the front page before we start getting into hell corporate? Since we already kind of started nudging on it, do you guys see this bus driver kicks kid out of the bus video?
No,
making his rounds. Oh, can't. I mean, it's a 40-second video, so you guys should watch it while I'm talking about it.
I did.
It starts. It's on Public Freakout, was kind of where it really caught fire. This has 117,000.
Oh my god! Netflix, by the way.
Where did you go, video?
I got it.
Where are you?
Oh, I thought I had it. There you go. So it really, when you watch it, you're just like, oh, fuck this guy, man. Because Public Freakout has a lot of these kinds of videos where you're mm-hmm. like, fuck that guy. Hell yeah. And you kind of like, you got him, dude. Like a little bit of justice porn.
Yeah.
That sub.
Oh, my God. this video.
This old big bus driver throws this kid out of the bus. And he's like, this kid's got like a little pink backpack. And he throws his like block. And everybody. He's like, dude, he's a fucking kid. And this is a school bus, right? So everybody's like, this is a fucking kid.
Yeah, what the hell,
shit,
dude?
What's going on? And everybody's like, oh, man, are you okay? And they look down on the kid, and they pull off his mask. And the guy's like, what the? Oh, that's a full-grown man.
Ew! Yeah.
And it's a little person who clearly dressed up as a kid to get a ride on the school bus.
Oh, my
to
God.
To go somewhere.
This is, and he's clearly creepy. So that bus driver is actually protecting all of those kids.
But it's the.
I don't know. I'm for the little person in this video.
He's like, I'm just First trying to all, get a ride. I'm a teacher.
He's wearing a purple backpack. So he like, he just played the role.
He went all
extremely
in.
Extremely well.
And it's video, winter. He's all bundled up.
This could be the greatest thing on the internet for like this whole month.
Oh, I know.
You just, it's on so many levels. Like, if you're a little person, you got to think like, people think I'm a kid all the time. Might as well just lean in and just mm-hmm. get a couple free rides to school.
Right. He also looks drunk as hell.
He looks like drunk as hell. Yeah. Yep. So he's like, and this is something, if you were a little person and you were 23, you'd be like, I'm fucking doing it.
Yeah.
This is totally. This is awesome.
I need to get across town.
So that's kind of like funny on one hand. But then on the other hand,
my God,
like where this, the bus driver literally chucks a fourth grader off the bus. And it's like in a busy part of like,
totally. In
like
the middle
New
of New
York
City
or something. Yeah. And there's like 100 people out like, their morning, drinking their morning coffee, like, what the fuck? And they like attack the bus driver, and you're like, yeah, these people are great.
Yeah.
And the last thing you think is that it's gonna be a grown adult.
A grown ass man.
I mean, the system.
Can you?
And he is. It's all the great things of a video.
I mean,
do you
it really
interpret
is like
him
almost
as
everything. Yeah.
Just catching a ride? Because I'm interpreting him as a pedophile.
I'm interpreting him as what I want in my head.
One vote for pedophile over here. Okay. Okay.
What I like, the world that I'm painting for this guy
is. I like it. I'm listening.
Is he's like people's funny friend who will just like show up places.
Yeah.
And is
cousin
like
Darren.
Yeah, cousin Darren, who's just like he's
like
aware that he's
prank.
A little guy, and he's just like it's like my Whole Foods soup prank, or my Whole Foods soup pack, right?
Yeah.
I think he's hacking the public bus system. I think he's going like I save $3 every time I don't do that. So he hops on public school buses, covers himself up, is willing to wear a purple backpack so he can fit in.
Yeah.
Right?
If you were a little person, I feel like you might do this.
Knowing
how you do the Whole Foods thing.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine walking around a city like New York being a little person, just having everybody, nobody's like, most people are friendly, but everybody looks and just goes it would be a stressful way to go through life.
It would be a stressful,
so
not even to
part
people
of me
looking,
is just like,
but
just
such
like
a crowded
all of it. Just
space,
like crowded, you're like way shorter than everyone.
Yeah.
So like the fact that this guy hitches a couple free rides, I'm kind of like good on you, you know? Like,
for
man,
sure.
Man, I'm
but
the only one.
Unless he's pedophiling.
I mean,
I feel like he's pedophiling.
I don't think
now,
he's pedophiling.
Now I got kids, and the question has to get to, would you want your kid riding with this guy?
That guy.
And, I mean, I feel like in the 70s and the 80s,
right,
like there was this just stuff just happened, and kids kind of knew,
yep,
like, oh, old pedophile little person, Darren.
Don't sit next to Darren.
Don't sit
He's
in rows 3 through 6. That's like Darren's section, and kids kind of had to be savvy and just like stick together and like keep their distance. So part of me like likes the street.
I mean,
street
can
smarts
you imagine being a fucking 8-year-old on a bus and turn into this kid, and you're friendly and you're just like a nice sweet kid, and you're just like, where are you new to town?
And he just
are you coming to school? And he goes like, I'm just going to work.
He's got a mustache.
Yeah. He's just like
he's drinking like a 7-Eleven coffee. He smells like cigarettes, dude. You're like, whoa.
I'm just going to work.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God. I mean, the thing that's nice about this video, honestly, is he does not the look on his face is not that of a like scoundrel. Like he looks like I pulled a quick one on you guys.
Yeah, like sheepish almost.
I mean, he looks drunk as fuck.
And sheepish.
But this is also introduces another aspect of this, which is like,
I don't know if he's drunk, man.
Maybe this is one of those things where, can you imagine? I've always had this. It's kind of a fantasy, but it's almost a fantasy. Like, I want to hear somebody else tell this story and then for me to be on the receiving end because it's such an insane story. But I've always wanted to hear of somebody drinking in one country and then getting drunk and then waking up on another country because they somehow either got in a bus, got in a plane, somehow ended up in another country. And then you're just like,
that feels like,
how did you? Did you get through customs? How did you do this?
How do they do it?
Did they stamp your passport? And he's just like, I don't know. I was blacked out. I don't remember anything.
Yeah. All I know is I was in Germany and I'm now in Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
Arrivederci.
And I feel like this is kind of fitting into the same camp where it's like, maybe if this guy was drunk, where all of a sudden he's like, can you imagine like being drunk with your buddies and then like all of a sudden coming to after being blacked out and you're on a fucking school bus with children in the morning.
God.
And you're literally you're surrounded by kids and you wake up and you're just like, oh, where the fuck am I? And you're just like looking around. You're just like, am I on a public school bus?
I'm on a public school bus.
I mean, it would have been even crazier if he ended up in a classroom.
Oh,
right?
God.
Where he was sitting down.
Maybe he's trying to get whatever comes before a GED. Like, I don't know what it's called.
You mean a high school diploma?
No, that's what's the grammar school version?
Middle school certificate?
That's right.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think he was sober because it seems like a well executed.
I mean, it does seem like a well executed plan.
Like he's got the purple backpack to throw off the scent that he's a man.
Well, this is even and he's got true, this, exactly. Like,
this he has a specific jacket that's going to cover most of his face because there's a fur around it.
Totally.
And so it seems like
it does seem well executed.
Seems like he's
been
doing this for years.
Yeah, it seems like he's mastered this. I mean, this also reminds me plots
Little
like
Kenny
this.
Has a thick bass.
What was the? What
it's
was the?
He's a man.
What was the name of what was that show that was Quantum Leap? Remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
Never watched it.
Well, my
parents
used to love it.
This character, this little person on the bus who was pretending to be a little kid, could have been Scott Bakula. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I like this.
I'm saying it reminds me, my little drunk scenario where you end up in a country, it reminds me of the immediate reaction that Quantum Leap always had when it happened. So the premise of the show.
This is an interesting conspiracy.
The premise of the show is that he would always. Basically, the show would begin with. Do you know how the show what the deal was?
No.
Doc? So it's basically this guy who's ostensibly an angel. Mm-hmm. Right.
Buckle in, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Buckle in. Quite the plot line. He was basically an angel, and the show would begin with him like suddenly in a point of view. He would be looking around. He'd be like, "Oh, what the fuck?"
Wibbity wibbity wibbity. Yeah.
What? Yeah. And then you would come to find out what situation he was in, and he had to like live that situation to save that person.
He would morph into somebody's body,
that
new
was in desperate
person
need,
every
right?
episode.
Yeah.
And he didn't know the context until he figured it
right.
out.
But it was always like saving somebody. So it'd be like he would all of a sudden appear, and it wouldn't be like saving somebody where it'd be like, there's a like the running of the bulls is behind me.
Right.
It'd be like somebody on the ledge of the Empire State Building about to kill themselves.
Yeah.
So he would have to like bring them like safety, spiritual
justice.
Safety. Yeah, exactly.
He was a spiritual justice warrior.
So it's kind of like the weird, not that version, like a weird perverted version of that, where this guy like Quantum Leap wakes up and he's like,
I'm in a school bus
with a bunch of kids, and then all of a sudden he gets thrown out, and you find out that he's like a fucking, he's like a scheming little person.
Write that episode.
Two things on
Quantum Leap.
I think this is great. I think next time you get blacked out, tell people you Quantum Leaped.
Oh,
that's
great.
Just a fun.
I like that. Yeah.
Neighborhood vernacular.
Yeah.
But also, was that show really about just a straight up alcoholic?
Oh, like maybe
every time he drank,
maybe
he's hallucinating and wandering the city.
Like two states over. In a new set of clothes. And I mean, he's just like, where? How do I get out of here?
Fuck?
What do I do? And then, like, you know, he finds like another fifth of vodka and he ends up the next episode.
I mean, that's like a
amazing. I like that version of the show.
Can you write that show up and sell it?
I'm going to pitch it.
Okay. Because that's. Okay. Here's the pitch: Quantum Leap, but it's a hobo.
Get this. Yeah. Hey, I would watch it.
One episode, we're in Indiana on a bus. The next episode, we're in Arizona at a lake.
On a bus.
On a bus.
On a school bus.
Every episode
he just wakes
opens.
Up on a different school
he just
bus.
Opens,
every episode.
in a different Greyhound going to a different place.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And every episode is because
different color backpack.
Because the only people who ride buses are people who have gotten multiple DUIs,
right.
Mm-hmm. Or people who for some reason can not legally get a license, right?
Right.
At least in LA.
This is an insane assertion that you're making, but I'm just gonna go with it for the sake of
for the sake of this narrative. Yeah. Amazing show.
Have you ever taken the bus?
I've taken the bus.
I know you.
Not here, actually.
I already worked through this whole conversation.
I haven't done it here.
I took the bus like once, like because it was cool.
Well, I've done it a lot in other places.
See, but nobody takes it in LA.
A child,
the only bus in LA I've taken is that one bus that goes up the hill to the Greek Theater.
Nice. What
so
a
I didn't
privileged
have to walk.
Life you live.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever had to use public transpo.
My wedges.
That's why people love you on this pod, dog boobs, for your unbelievable elitism.
I was getting blisters from my wedges.
Oh, my God. What else is on the front page? Were we talking more about
Sonic?
Corporate?
Sonic the Hedgehog update.
Yeah.
It looked like they redesigned
I think they
Sonic.
Fixed it.
They fixed it.
Looks great.
It doesn't look as weird. And the trailer looks kind of fun. It looks corny as shit. Like the story, the jokes are absolutely stupid, but it looks like a fun romp.
Looks like they took our advice on this podcast.
At the Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah.
They took our advice on this podcast and every Redditor out there.
Right.
And they took the note and they made the adjustment and they relaunched a better version.
And if they're smart, they will put the original version on the director's cut DVD. Like, it needs to exist somewhere.
Exactly.
I want to watch it with shitty Sonic.
I want to watch it, but I hope they, like, really lean hard into it and they, like, don't give him pants.
Yeah.
Give him, like, a small dong that's just, like, always around. Because they know they're not releasing it to kids anymore. So now it's just, like, a bottomless just, Sonic. The exact same plot. He just is bottomless the entire time.
This feels like the best way to use the deepfake technology.
I think so.
Just repurpose. The real Sonic? Right. The old shitty Sonic.
God.
It's a great idea. I mean, there is something kind of liberating, I guess, for lack of a better term, about the fact that maybe they listened for once.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I feel like
they did, I think.
I mean, this often happens where there will be a public outcry and then the brand goes, no, we know.
Yeah.
Right? And then you go, ah, oh, but you don't.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, it's kind of almost what we're seeing in politics right now. We're just like, Joe Biden's the best candidate. We're like, you guys are fucking up. You know that, right? And they go, we know.
This feels like the Hillary.
Right.
I don't know about that.
It feels like another Hillary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the, you know, we may have gotten Donald Trump, but we're also getting a Sonic that looks fun.
Right.
If The Rock entered tomorrow,
oh,
he'd win, right?
I mean, I don't know if he'd win, but I would... I would be compelled to vote for him.
Oh yeah, against Trump. Yeah.
If your choice was
Biden or The Rock.
Oh yeah, The Rock, obviously. But I think I think that people. I mean, this is one of the big Democrat problems, right?
The boomers.
What are you doing over there, Doug?
Oh, sorry, I'm fucking around.
Dog is like just trying to make as much noise as possible in the middle of her mic. I always do this. You literally there was
years
no point to what you were doing.
No, I just have busy hands.
Okay.
Why don't you get a Rubik's cube?
Yeah, we need to get you a cube.
I know, I do.
We just need you a cube.
A fidget spinner.
That you would hold as close as possible to your mic.
I have a ukulele over there with no strings. You could
slam it against the table while we're talking.
That's a good idea. What were we saying? So
The Rock. Present.
Rock. Oh, right. Oh, yeah. So I think that the...
Today's show's behind him. That's for sure.
Yeah. Today's show is behind him. I think that it's one of those things where the Democrats kind of are still a little bit like, we're better than you.
Yeah.
So I think that they're like, we would never stoop as low as to vote for somebody like The Rock. And that's what we'll lose in the election.
Right.
Because they think that they're like too good for a Bernie Sanders or too good for somebody that's like really a unique candidate.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
That's why the Biden thing would lose in the election. But what else has happened on the front page that is worth discussing before we get into Hill Corporate?
I feel like the Sonic thing is the perfect gateway into
Honestly,
Hill
it is.
Corporate.
Yeah, you know what? Because
that's a good gateway.
I think that is...
We're running low on minutes.
Yeah.
So Hill Corporate, do you want to give the... Since this is actually your suggestion, though, do you want to kind of talk about...
Yeah, of course. Okay, so Hill Corporate's really funny. When you open that one, the tab just says ads. Ads everywhere. Hill Corporate is to document times when people act as unwitting advertisers for a product.
Right.
Example A, as what? That's a picture.
Wait, where do you see the ads thing?
In like the, let me use show you my computer.
You're going to break your computer. Oh, my God. No, it's a tablet also.
It's a tablet,
oh
too.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. It says it in the tab name.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Fun.
Let me just fold my computer back.
Dog Boots is literally smashing her ThinkPad right now to show me something on her computer.
That was pretty cool, though.
That was
kind of
cool.
Guys, PCs.
Come on, open up your fucking brand, right? Apple. Jesus.
God. Okay,
Tesla feels like they could make a computer.
Yeah. When people act as unwitting advertisers for a product, as well as to document what appear to be legitimate advertisements via native advertising.
Native advertising. We're all very familiar with this phrase.
Yeah. You know what?
Can you break it down for a rube like myself?
Dog and I work in advertising.
Yes.
You guys are corporations.
Yes.
We are. Well, we work adjacent to
it. Well, I'm a corporation's bitch.
I was actually thinking, as we shit on corporations and then go about our days working for corporations,
oh, yeah.
How we want to stay, we want to stay be intellectually right. honest with ourselves today.
Yeah. Well, I have a hot take on that. So finish doing that, and okay. Then we can talk.
So there are 180,000 members, and it started in 2011, and that's pretty much
An old sub.
That's
a really old sub.
Yeah. So
that's from the golden age of the internet,
right?
It is.
And you know what's sad? I didn't even realize. Like, I am so not introspective that. It just hit me like a couple weeks ago how I'm the biggest hypocrite ever. You know? Like how I hate being advertised to.
Interesting.
And I hate corporations, but I'm like, that's literally what I do.
I know. Well, this is
stressful. That's stressful.
Yeah.
It's a stressful pill to swallow.
It's about taking what I can get. Just about me taking what I can get in this lifetime and getting the hell out. Yeah.
If cleansing didn't taught us anything.
Cleansington taught me anything. It's look out for number one.
Solipsism. That is Cleansington's number one motto. I think, so this is, my take on this sub in general, and then we'll get into some of the posts because there's actually, do you guys see the top post of all time? It is quite the juicy morsel.
Oh.
It's all about Galaboob and Galaboob being hired by Netflix to shill on Reddit.
Dude.
This is so invasive and
it is
great, right?
It's fantastic.
Because Galaboob is the king of Reddit.
Yeah, so Galaboob is...
Or he used to be, dude.
Right. Well, he's interesting because he is... I mean, this is kind of my take on it, right? Is like, I think that A, we all know that corporations pay for our lives, right? Period. We do not have the general social welfare system to be able to get by without doing these kind of things. And I'm not saying everybody has to sell out, but I think that like even in the music industry, the film industry, whatever, like selling out is becoming a kind of antiquated concept because people just need to fucking live, right?
Yeah,
like,
true.
I mean, we joke about it sometimes on this pod, but like if a sponsor came, if fucking ExxonMobil came on our podcast and was like, hey,
we
would love for you guys to $2,000 an episode. We'll give you $50 an episode for you to completely sell your soul to us. I'd be like, fucking done. Great.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm like, $50. That's fantastic.
Yeah. No, I mean, but you know,
right.
if there was a sponsor that came and was like, we want to support you continuing to do what you do just with our brand on it, we would say yes.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm saying that very sincerely because we want to continue to do this in the most interesting way possible.
We would have like some standards though.
We would have some standards, but I think that we would,
at the end of the
day,
money talks.
I'm not saying we're without integrity, but I'm saying that this is the reality of the world we live
in. Yeah, you can't be too picky these
days. Even fucking people who just have normal ass jobs, right? And we do also have normal jobs, but like people that have normal jobs where they work for a fucking paper company or whatever, like that paper company is fucking killing forests and you work for them to contribute to their killing the forests, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody's contributing to something. The corporation thing, I think the reason people are frustrated about this kind of stuff is because nobody wants to feel like they're not in control of their own thoughts.
Right.
And I think that's how it feels. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, within that same logic, like I kind of almost, I mean, this isn't, bear with me on this thought, but it's almost kind of the way that people talk about feminism, right? Where it's just like, you can only be a feminist if you follow these specific standards of feminism. And I think I'm using that analogy because I'm listening to the Dolly Parton podcast and they talk about this, but like,
and it's like gatekeeping.
Yeah. It's gatekeeping. That's what it is, where it's like, you are allowed to like what a corporation is offering you.
Yeah.
Right. That is actually simultaneously as good as it gets. Right. Like for us to like, Reddit is a massive corporation. We do a podcast dedicated to it. Right. We're not doing a podcast dedicated to just fucking arbitrary blogs we find on the internet. It's very specifically about Reddit. And some people could say, like, oh, you fucking shills. Reddit's owned by a Chinese company. And I'm like, but we like Reddit.
But I love Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, and it, you know, if you like our, like, when the top post is about Netflix, right? And Gallaboob. And Gallaboob being paid to shill for Netflix. The problem is the insincerity where you're just like, oh, it's totally sincere. And then it's just like, it's not sincere. You're getting paid for it.
Yeah. Right?
But you are allowed to be like, I love Netflix. They make things that I enjoy and they're very good at it.
Yeah.
I like them. Right.
Yeah.
And they're doing what corporations do. Right. It's
right.
They advertise. So.
Well, exactly.
They're not being insincere.
Yeah. I think there's a level. Gallaboob, I guess what I'm saying, there's a level of ignorance to the process that is a part of this subreddit. However, I'm not saying that it's not well founded. I think it is a well founded thing.
Yeah, yeah. What you said is interesting. Like we do live in a system that is dominated by corporations, and they make the laws.
Yep.
They make the politicians,
right.
And they pay for everything, and they basically pay for us to use a lot of the email devices, internet, whatever,
totally.
In exchange for whatever they want to sell it for.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys saw the 60 Minutes last week, but it was like about
this is what dads do, yeah.
Such a dad.
But
thing.
It was all about Jared, what's his name, Diamond, the Citibank guy.
Oh, Jared. I know what you're talking about.
I'm forgetting his first.
I think his
name
is literally.
It's not
something Diamond. Jamie Diamond.
Jamie
yeah.
Diamond, not Jared Diamond, the author. Guns, yeah. Germs, and Steel. Yes. Totally different.
Yeah,
but he basically is like, they're going into Detroit and like revitalizing that city,
totally.
Almost like a corporation is going to rebuild the city, and you know, maybe the only bank in town is going to be his bank,
right?
But you got a fresh city out of it, and it's like Detroit wasn't going to do that, federal government wasn't going to do that. Like, is the future of corporations like Flint still doesn't have water?
Totally.
Like, why doesn't Evian go in and like make like Evian pipes? And it's like, you're going to get advertised to, and you're going to have to drink Evian because we're paying for it, or Coke or something.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's like, but you're going to get something fixed.
And this is what I'm alluding to.
Domino's did it with potholes, right?
Exactly.
And they're the people with the money, and they know how to spend it the most efficiently because it's their money, versus like the government doesn't seem to care how they spend money.
So I think all advertising.
Yeah.
You have to be able to have a conscious understanding of how it works so that you can choose to opt in mentally and emotionally. Right. And that is, I think the
clarity,
way this goes,
the authenticity and honesty of what, like, this is an ad,
right?
I'm going to tell you about our product.
Exactly.
And you're seeing a lot of that
totally
with new advertising. It's like, we make soap, it's kick-ass soap. And a lot of the other soap sucks. And here's why ours rules. And you're like, cool. That's a pretty straightforward pitch. I mean, they're in or I'm out.
Exactly. I mean, that's
like,
the thing with
you. I don't mind it.
Your Evian thing, right? Like, I think there's something really...
It's pronounced Evian.
Evian.
It's a French town.
But, like, for example, and that's a really good one, where if they do revitalize the pipes and then there's ads everywhere, there are going to be some people in town that are going to be like, this bullshit, dude. I hate seeing Evian ads everywhere. Fuck ads.
Is this our 17-year-old guy?
Yeah.
This is bullshit, dude.
But,
what the hell?
I know. But this, the flip side is, like, you know, you have to be able to say, the reason I like Evian is because...
Yeah,
they paid for the water in my city. That's why I'm like, I'm totally going to fess up to that.
And it's clean and I can take a shower. Like, those are all good things.
Totally. So yeah, it's, you know, pluses and minuses like anything else. Like, Netflix makes good fucking shit, right? They might advertise you sometimes, but if you're like, yeah, I love Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, that's a Netflix show. You're only going to be able to get that on Netflix. It's okay to appreciate the brand for giving you that. It's also okay to say, like, fuck that brand. I'm tired of seeing their fucking bullshit on my like webpage, or like, fuck YouTube. Stop trying to tell me to buy your premium service when I don't want it.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
A once and for all.
Yeah.
I'm not interested button.
Totally. Exactly.
And in the sort of free market system, if you know, like you saw it with, you see it all the time, but, there's going to be a product that comes around that beats yesterday's product, right? Like Netflix is arguably not going to be around like it is now in 5 years because of things like Disney Plus or whoever else comes around the corner. So it's like they have to keep fulfilling the promise that they're making to you. And when they stop, like maybe the 1-800 Cars for Kids, Charlie's favorite, my son's favorite song.
Oh, no.
1-800. He comes in the morning. Starts, that's how he wakes me up in the morning. And I'm like, how the hell did this happen?
George.
Oh, damn
he, like, found it on the internet. And there's like a cute girl in the video, which was made in 2004.
Right. Right.
Now she's like 40. Definitely smoking crack yep. in his 40. Oh. And my son's in love with her.
I would love, who's love three. That.
Oh, I love that.
And he comes in and he's like, who are these kids? Like, what's this band? He's like, thinks the band is so tight.
I love that.
And they're all like got like foam, like gelled up mohawks. And they're
take
playing.
Take them on tour, dude. And he'll play at the Echo.
I feel like so Hale Corporate does like two, one or the other. Right. Of these things. Like if Charlie, say Charlie had like a really healthy Instagram following and right. he just innocently decided to share the car 800 Cars for Kids
right.
video on his Instagram. So I think Hale Corporate
here's a cooler
makes
song,
fun of that.
Guys.
Yeah. Right. makes fun of like people who inadvertently are praising a giant corporation because
right.
it just feels icky. Like if you think about it, right. like you're here you are gushing over McDonald's and it's like ooh.
Yeah,
they won't even pay people, you know, $15 yeah. an hour or
right,
so
right.
all this stuff where it's like, shame those people who are giving free advertising to a corporation that doesn't right. need it. And then the totally. Other side of things of people who know that they're advertising, but try to make it sneaky right. and be like Gallaboob, for instance, like yeah. he's getting paid by Netflix for something. But I mean, he's not saying, hey, I'm getting paid for Netflix totally. Right now.
And that's I think the this is also, that's Reddit, too.
That is also Reddit. And that's also an interesting thing about the Gallaboob ripple in this. Because this kind of is, in a lot of ways, this really echoes the age of the golden era of YouTube video.
Yeah.
Or the end of the golden era of the internet. Because this, like, he is doing what people do, right? He has made a following on Reddit. He right. has become a prolific Redditor, and that is great. And mm-hmm. everybody knows Gallaboob, and everybody's thankful for Gallaboob, but
he's like the Kim Kardashian of Reddit.
Right, but he started using it to market and
like
promote
him.
And et cetera. And so this whole sub, like in the top of all time, like yeah. a lot of this shit is ripping on Gallaboob. And
it's an interesting question. If you've spent 10 or so years like building this thing
right.
that is you getting karma points,
right.
which when you explain Reddit to someone and you go, yeah, you get these things called karma points. People go, what do you do with them? Well, I'll let you into these special other rooms.
Yeah.
And like, what's in there? It's like, you know, people that are allowed to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, oh, well, God. Can you monetize this? No, you actually, sometimes you pay them for it. You know, it's like
it's
a video game, right?
Like, yeah, it's hard to explain.
It's an experience, but it's, so the fact that money could flow the other way into your pocket, is it,
totally.
You know, if somebody offered us that, we would be like, yeah, right. I personally would be like, I got scruples, pal.
Totally.
I don't know what scruples are.
Hey, right.
Dog Boobs, you and Gallaboob related?
Or? No, you know, no.
Second cousin?
Is spelled B-O-O-B-E-S.
Oh, yeah.
This is like from the other German town, two towns over.
Yeah. Yep. I remember telling this years ago, but I remember someone in the comments made fun of my name.
Right.
And I shamed them by saying my name was Dogbo Obis and that I was from like Nigeria or something. And they were like, oh dude, sorry. Like, but you're
Dog
still an asshole.
Obis.
Yeah. And I was like, I was lying. It is Dog Boobs.
Oh, dude. Burned. You fucking nailed it.
Yeah, I know.
Smoked them.
Totally smoked them. So there's this post in Hale Corporate
right.
From user Ben Lowy. And it's about Gallaboob.
Right.
And it's like basically a response to Gallaboob being basically kind of using Reddit for monetary right. gain at this point.
Is it in defense of or against him?
Against him. Okay. So this person says, Gallaboob needs to be banned from Reddit for repeated mod abuses, shameless karma spamming, and most importantly, blatant corporate shilling.
Mm.
Gallaboob works for two different viral marketing agencies, and it's become increasingly obvious that he doesn't constantly spam content for his own amusement. He's a mod of over 100 popular subreddits and abuses this privilege to block out criticism against his tactics.
Right.
So, like, God. A lot of people on this subreddit, for sure, and I'm sure right. others, are, like, not a fan.
You know what's...
Well, and there's... I mean, that's the interesting thing about this, right, is where you get into this cultural dictatorship.
Yeah.
Right? And that is, I think, a lot of the, I mean, the Gallaboob issue, and this is, I think, what I was somewhat alluding to with the video about the end of the golden age of the internet. That is kind of the big issue, is where people start going, yeah, YouTube, you say that you're a place where all this can exist, but you only show me things you want to show me because you have the power to do that. That's fucked. You're taking away what I loved about the internet, which is the ability to randomly find whatever, right? And I think that's kind of what people are saying about the Galaboob thing. It's like, I don't know if people are necessarily upset with Galaboob making money, right? But I think what they're upset about is the fact that he can be in charge of what you see on the subs you like that fit his personal agenda.
Yeah.
And then people go, fuck you, because that's completely antithetical to what the Reddit and the internet in general is about.
Totally.
And this all happened, like, in a year, by the way. This is so the one of the top posts about Galaboob was a year ago. And then the other two that have kind of been hanging on him are 9 months and 7 months. So this is literally
like older news. But
well, not really. I mean, this is like in an 11-year sub. I mean,
that's true.
This is kind of the most recent thing. And yeah. I think this is kind of, again, spelling out a little bit of the decline of the internet that we're seeing, where, you know, a lot of the creators that you love, a lot of the publishers that you love, a lot of the things that you love have been forced out, and the algorithmic kind of either people-driven algorithms or machine-driven algorithms curating content for you is now, like, affecting the way that we consume what we consume.
Let me throw this dead fish at you. Nice. Like, do we even know who Galaboob is? Like, could he have sold his handle to a marketing company and then it's being run by a group of people?
Ooh, hot take.
Potentially.
I mean, why not, right? Like, if you had so much karma that was arguably worth an easy, cool mill to a marketing company to have access to all these platforms, like, could, you know, I would walk away. I'd just be like, here, done.
I would do that too. I bet he's more like being treated like an influencer.
I guarantee it. I think this is influencer marketing.
Yeah,
and I think that he's one of the few places. Like, Reddit is a massive, it's a crazy huge network that nobody has really been able to totally figure out how to manipulate, I think.
Yeah.
And I think he's probably the closest to being able to do so through the influencer marketing model.
Right.
So people are just tapping into him to do it.
Yep. Right?
That would be what I would assume. And I think, like, that there's just
any
a level
influencer.
Of
it's not just Reddit either. Like, a lot of people get frustrated when, like, some influencer they're following and inspired by has, like, an ad, and it's like, you guys, you sold out.
But people just love Reddit. I mean, and we're them too, of course. Yeah. It's like, we just love Reddit so much for all of its anomaly that you hate to see it gamed in the same way. Like, you assume that from Facebook and Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And because they're just the worst, and you assume the worst from them. But Reddit feels like it should be held at a higher standard, you know?
Yeah, agreed.
So this is actually, here's an interesting hot take.
Hot fish.
He's a dead fish I'm going to throw at you, according to your framing.
You've never been to the Black Sea or
the Black
Turkey?
Sea? Jeez. All right, I got a dead fish to throw at you really fast. Maybe this would be an interesting way to take down or kind of start changing the way that the toxicity of 4chan would work.
Ooh.
4chan's the only other option, right?
Yeah. But, you know, if you start
people are terrified.
Advertising on 4chan and using influencer marketing in that way on 4chan, like, that's a fascinating way to make a community turn.
Yeah.
Right? And
like, invade them through corporation.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be the kind of thing that would be, I mean, because corporation and corporate greed and kind of the corporate toxicity, like, this sub is kind of really one of the, I mean, this sub is a bit curmudgeon, right? Where it's a little bit too, like, fuck you for selling out, even though it's just like, bro, I got to make a buck like anybody else, man. But,
like, leave me alone.
Yeah, but I do think that this is a good place to kind of counterbalance the reality of the modern internet, which is, like, there's no rules, there's no value, right? And this is kind of, by the way, I mentioned feminism accidentally, flippantly, and this is kind of what I mean, where it's like, it is, you said it right, just so people don't get it confused, where I'm not, this isn't like an anti-feminist stance. I'm just saying, like, the gatekeeping of what is and isn't feminism, or what is and isn't a love for a brand.
Right.
I think it's kind of what I mean, where it's like, there's a lot of, like, you can't be a feminist and blank, 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 blank. Yeah. And then I've been listening to this Dolly Parton documentary, and she's like, I'm not a feminist, but she is she's a feminist icon. Right. And I think that there's an element in this kind of community where people go, you can't talk about Netflix favorably.
Yeah.
Right? And you'd be like,
it's like, what? You can. I really love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you like it.
Like The Sims. Like, I talk about how much I genuinely right. fucking love The Sims, and I think you should all buy exactly. The Sims and all the expansion packs, but it's like,
right. And who are they made by? They're made by EA, right?
EA, yeah.
Yeah. So you could be like, oh, you fucking EA shill. Yeah. And you'd be like, I love The Sims. Yeah.
And I'm
right?
like, well, sorry. Maybe
and if
you
I
should
like
look
their
at this
product,
link
then I'm allowed to like their product,
yeah.
right?
Look at my house designs and then tell me yeah. you, hey, that I'm a corporate right. shill.
I want to talk about this Tesla Bolivian overthrow thing as it pertains, because we don't have that much time left.
Yeah.
It's super interesting. Yeah,
yeah. It is really super interesting. So you want to,
maybe we
let's
can
talk
close
about that,
out,
right?
And you might know more about it than me, but I have.
Well,
we
I have,
should find a out of the loop.
I don't know if there's an out of the loop on that one yet, because it kind of lives in conspiracy world. But so that one, that's interesting because of the cult of Tesla, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where a lot of people, like, there's such an interesting slippery slope on how people talk about corporations. Because again, you know, Trader Joe's, right? Whole Foods. I mean,
Nazis.
Whole Foods is great. Not
what
the Nazi
no,
party.
What's wrong with Trader Joe's?
No, I'm saying Trader Joe's is great.
Don't
I'm saying,
tell
like,
me they AIDS Nazi.
People love no. Trader Joe's for a good reason. Okay. And
owned,
you know,
by ExxonMobil.
For a long time, people loved Tesla. It was like kind of this interesting bastion of kind of progressive technology, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while it still is that in a lot of ways, it has certainly changed perceptually to becoming something that I think is difficult for a lot of people. I don't exactly know why. There's probably a lot of reasons, apart from Elon Musk being a little bit of a weirdo. I think there's also just, you know, we can't disregard what smear campaigns do. And I think this is the other thing about subs like this, where you just go, fuck brands for doing that. And I'm just like, dude, your textbooks are telling you a brand, right? Your textbooks right. are a specific brand of American patriotism that are warping the way you think about the world. Everything is propagandizing in some way. You just have to be aware of it and be a conscious observer, right? So the Tesla story. So this week, mostly this week, but Bolivia is in the middle of a revolution, right?
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know anybody who's really deep on this is will know better than me, but my understanding is the Bolivian president has been ousted for certain corruption things, but the Bolivian president was also one of the few, he's like a genuinely indigenous Bolivian from what I understand. Mm. So there are some really valuable, important kind of identity That's things that he was associated
Evo
with.
Evo Morales.
Yeah. So
here's a out of the loop on just that whole situation
yeah, okay.
that might
nice.
Be,
cool.
give us
you
that,
understand.
Give us that cream. Right.
A bit of a backstory for Bolivia. A fairly popular leftist president, Evo right. Morales, has been right. in power for over a decade. He won the popular vote by a decent margin the last few elections, but has gone past the term limit, which is angering his opponents. During the last election, there was an unusual pause during the vote counting lasting around 24 hours. Before the pause, it was about even, slightly favoring Morales, the current president. And after it had resumed and 24 hours later, Morales was about 10% more popular.
Ooh.
And was ultimately declared the winner. The opposition claimed that the vote was tampered with and started to protest. The military eventually stepped in and asked Morales to resign. Morales does so, but says that this is a coup by the military and he's only stepping down to stop the violence.
Right.
Right. So team Evo, team military.
But then there's
so here's the interesting
now
ripple.
Here
right?
comes the conspiracy.
Now
wave.
A lot of now this is a largely coming from a website called Common Dreams, which I think could potentially be hard leftist propaganda, but also is, you know, I'm not going to disregard it factually. I think it's just like do your research. But so Bolivia has lithium mines. They have a lot of lithium mines, and evidently it was going to be
it was going to be a private.
They're gonna basically privatize it, like you see with the Amazonian rainforest, right? Mm. And Bolivia's, I think either Evo Morales or something, he came out and kind of said, "This is for the Bolivian people. We are not privatizing the lithium mines."
And this is reaction to the popularity of electric vehicles. Essentially, there's this
right. Well, the batteries, the necessity
for,
of batteries,
for
yeah.
batteries. But it's like this is a good sign actually for electric vehicles things to come. Like you're seeing now, the lithium ion wars basically are what are about to be fought.
Right.
Whoever's going to control the lithium ion fields are going to control the next generation of transportation, which is
right.
which is what this conspiracy sort of like hinges at, right?
Man, right. Oh, man. Save the cheerleader, save the world. Am I right?
Right.
For that show?
Exactly.
No,
so,
but I think it's funny.
So, you know, this is from DW.com. Don't know what that is, but this is a story from November 4th that said the Bolivian government has issued a decree overturning a massive joint lithium project with southern German firm ACISA. The project is considered vital for the German auto industry's plans to develop electric batteries, right? So,
guys,
what happened?
We got to get into lithium, man.
Got to get into lithium. But fuck. So when this happened, this is kind of partially when the coup really started happening. And then when the Bolivian president is now in Mexico and hiding, essentially, or he's a refugee in Mexico, he fled to Mexico. And then evidently when that happened, Tesla's stock went through the roof. So a lot of people are kind of saying because of the evidence of previous generations of the American government.
Now it's privatization.
Well, now it's a CIA. I mean, this is deeply conspiracy shit. So
except it's happened 100 times.
We've seen it happen a lot of times, but so, the CIA is orchestrated. People are saying that it's a CIA orchestrated coup kind of brought on by the desire to privatize the lithium mines or fields or whatever of Bolivia.
It's funny you should bring this up. Another dadism I'm going through. I'm watching a little Jack Ryan on Amazon.
Nice.
Clinton is probably watching that.
Oh,
too.
He fucking loves Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, any Tom Clancy situation. Clintington's on board.
Amazing.
But this new season is kind of about this. Like it's actually smart writing because they hit on something that's going on. But it's kind of about, if Bolivia is in like was potentially in like a Venezuelan oil situation, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a very similar idea.
If they went socialist with their resources for lithium, you have this country where you can't access what we need to do this at this cheap price, right?
Right.
And then you have China, which probably has a ton, but they got us over the, what is it? They got us bent over.
Right.
So we're looking for other options to say fuck you to China and whoever to get our...
You know
what?
You know what's an interesting ripple in this conversation is I'm trying to search this. I literally searched on Google Evo Morales lithium, and all
shadow banned.
Well, kind of, dude. All the articles that I'm getting are from sources that I don't really know, but they're not credible sources. They're just the CNN, New York Times, all those sources that you would assume are going to cover this. I haven't seen anything about it, but I'm seeing commondreams.com. I'm seeing foreignpolicy.com. I'm seeing DW.com, telesurenglish.net, but
Ukrainian, Russian.
But honestly, like none of these sources are, I would deem like the most credible sources of news, only because I don't know them, which I think is another part of this Hail Corporate conversation, which like we're talking about auto manufacturers and kind of name brand recognition, but also in this capacity, there's also news name recognition, which creates credibility and story, even if they are not a credible place, right? So the mere fact that the New York Times, knowing how Google works, that Google can push up a story whenever they want, and the New York Times either hasn't covered this or their covering of it is buried, either means A, it's not real, right? B,
it's too real.
They've written about it and Google is not pushing it.
Epstein,
right?
ABC.
Kind of.
I mean, that's real.
New York Times is deliberately not covering it because they are pulled in this world that is, it's kind of that hill again, like that, the cultural curation of the information that we get through the internet that we deem valuable, but is actually curated by powerful players who want us to only know what we are capable of knowing, right? I mean, this is kind of like a horseshoe politics theory, right? This is kind of where you get into the right side. I mean, this is actually one of the beautiful things about the Epstein didn't kill himself meme, weirdly enough, is you are seeing right and left equally memeing the shit out of that stuff.
I love that.
Which is so bizarre that it's the great equalizer.
Yeah, we all hold hands and know
that Epstein did not kill himself. But, you know, this is kind of where you start going from being like a rational left kind of leaning person to being a little bit like right across the bridge from like Alex Jones, right wing extremist, yeah. Right? Where you start going.
It's like that meme of the two arms, like totally, doing like an arm wrestling thing. And right. It's like right wing boomers, right. Leftist millennials right. with conspiracy yeah. theories. And it's like,
yeah. And
this
so
is what we agree on.
I don't trust what is not being told by the news publications we think are the most valid sources. Like we listen to the Daily and we go, that's the news, right? And we go, there's so many things happening in our world right now. And what you choose to tell us is shaping our view of how the world works. When honestly looking at Common Dreams, I'm like, this Bolivian lithium thing, I'm like, maybe that's the fucking news that they're not telling us because they don't want us to get our fucking, get frustrated about like the CIA overtaking another Venezuelan oil field thing. So anyway.
You know, it's what you just said, like, you kind of need to look at the New York Times, but
right.
also look at Alex Jones. And you have to sort of say, okay, what's the New York Times not telling me?
Right.
And then what is Alex Jones telling me too much of that's crazy? But maybe there's some morsels of stuff that's actually going on. And like you kind of got to blend the two and get this combination of Alex Times.
Yeah.
See what I did there was
Alex Times.
Alex
the first
Times.
Name and the second name.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like he talks about, because a lot of the crazy shit he said, well, like came to light.
Right.
But then like a lot of it's just crazy. So like, I mean, how do you get this well-rounded picture of what's going on? You have to look at some crazy outlets is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And some of the traditional ones.
Well, even more than that, man. I mean, dude,
big people. There's big people.
The second page of Google, when I'm looking through this, I found an article from the Telegraph that is just a picture gallery with the title, Bolivia has half the world's known reserves of lithium.
This is what we're talking about.
And it's literally not even an article. And it's from, I don't even know when it's from. It looks like it's a buried page, right?
If what's about to happen to the Bolivian people is going to be like the rape of the Congo or whatever the fuck other comparison. Like there's this humongous demand for electric cars. I want to get one.
Right.
That's my next car.
I mean, it'd be great.
I'm so excited. But at the price of sort of overthrowing a government and stealing a country's resources, right? Like that's essentially, I think I guess the news doesn't want you to know about that story.
I mean, honestly, man, I mean,
just keep buying, baby.
Here's an
interesting economy fat
revelation I think we'll have to end on because I know Dog has to leave and we probably have to just respectively go to our things. I think what we were talking about with Facebook is actually kind of interesting in terms of how the internet is creating information and how we as a people need to be better about understanding the context in which things happen. So I just found an article in the New York Times. Bolivia has lithium and the president intends to make the world pay for it. And then the first paragraph is, in the rush to build the next generation of hybrid electric cars, a sobering fact confronts both automakers and governments seeking to lower their reliance on foreign oil. Almost half of the world's lithium, the mineral needed to power the vehicles, is found here in Bolivia, a country that may not be willing to surrender it so easily. That's the first paragraph. This article...
That's great. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but listen, this article is from 2009.
What?
So the only way that we can get the information
we
need.
What year is it now?
2013, dude.
what the fuck?
But that's really interesting.
That's
this
crazy.
Is a decade ago, right? Yeah. We're seeing this happen now.
But
we're
this
not
should
seeing,
be the
New
story.
York Times is not covering any of it.
That's because that building is made of lithium.
Yeah, I mean, but this is one of those things, like, in the same way that Facebook, if you use the time capsule element of Facebook to really pay attention to how the world has changed and what is going on, then you don't look at, like, our 6 months and you go, this is fucking bullshit, our president is fucking corrupt, dude. Like, you look at 10 years ago and you go, oh, shit, this is what's happening now.
That's been going on since that.
Right, and then it makes a lot easier to suddenly be like, oh,
yeah. In 2005, the CIA started like futzing around.
Exactly.
And now the guy's gone.
Right.
And now, you know, so this is like the 15-year cycle, and now stuff's going on.
And now we're seeing what, I mean, this is the premise of
the wheels of democracy.
Yeah. So we're going to be seeing like an article that you see just innocuously pop up now, right? That's about fucking,
it's gonna affect.
You know, fill in the blank. Like about, you know, I know that, let's say like the heroin. Like, I mean, a good thing to like the chase thing that you were talking about, like Chase in Detroit, right? 60 Minutes thing about it. Like in 10 years, you might see like the financial structure of Detroit has changed, and like there's a huge problem with increasing interest rates on loans on student debt in Wayne State University, which is a college in Michigan or a college in Detroit. And we're going to be like, this is fucking bullshit. Why are they doing this? And, like, and then all of a sudden,
the information was out there.
Yeah. You're going to be like, 10 years ago, we saw this was happening and you fucking did not pay attention to it. So like seeing this article now about half the world's lithium is in Bolivia and the government is literally like, we may or may not sell this to you. Jeez. And every and fucking auto manufacturer later, is doing it. And then there's a coup in Bolivia. Yeah.
And then the United States is there. Like, I think Elon Musk is now the president of Bolivia.
This is exactly how it happens. Right. Yeah. And
the next wave is it's like finding the next Saudi Arabia.
Honestly.
And nobody was paying attention.
Yeah.
And so,
well, and the reason we're not paying attention, like echoing back to the Hale corporate thing, so we can kind of,
because we're on fucking Instagram, bro.
Is because corporations and companies either through real media outlets or through curated company kind of engagement or whatever curates the information that they would like for us to see. And then we as a people need to be consciously aware of what we are consuming informational or information wise.
They control the narrative.
Right. And that is,
you know, what's which is crazy about all that is
cui bono, you know,
cui bono.
Am I right?
Follow the money.
Fucking follow the money.
That's right.
It's big Bolivia, dude.
Big lithium.
So it might be too late to get into lithium is what you're saying.
If only we would have seen this 10
seen
years
ago. Coming.
All right. So Hale Corporate, fascinating. Fascinating culturally. Like any of the
everything
subs
you just got to
dig into it harder. You know?
Yeah. Every conversation you're about to have today, listeners, and every opinion you're about to give, just know it was probably jiggered from a corporation that wants you to think in that direction.
Yeah. So think about it.
Smoke on that Boba Fett.
What we're basically saying is like, wake up, sheeple.
Yeah.
Fucking throw dead fish at your friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Always.
Yep. All right. I hit a couple randoms. Oh my God. Ugh, dude, this is Reddit, I think, is listening to us now. This is the second time this has happened.
What?
I just got Uber.
What?
The subreddit for Uber.
That is the most corporate thing ever.
Oh, I just got NSFW cams, which
nice
is not Uber.
Very different thing.
Damn. Apparently.
How'd that happen?
Well, I got Asian girls. Beauty.
Wow. You guys
which
got
is not,
porn
not
subs.
Safe. All no, right. It's actually skincare.
Oh, nice.
My Korean contingent of friends have the best skin.
Yes.
And yeah, they're beautiful
like,
skin.
There's a culture of skincare.
You guys should get on the culture of skincare. I'm fully in it.
I'm dipping into my wife's stuff.
It's fucking fun.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually am into skincare as well recently.
Jeez, what happened to us, man?
I know.
Our grandpa's.
What brands do you guys like? Skincare and makeup is another one that I never think of as a big corporate, but it's all owned by like the same two.
Well, and it's also like the power of branding. Again, we work in this industry. Yes. Like we are aware of how this happens. And this is what we're saying. It's not about not doing it. It's not about being like, fuck brand. Everything is a brand, period.
Yeah.
We are a brand. You are a brand. Everybody's a brand. It's just a matter of understanding the way you consume and how you think about them and be consciously aware of why you're consuming what you're consuming.
Right.
Yeah. I use my Sephora friends, stuff to answer your question.
Oh, Sephora? I was going to say, I'm about to shill for my friend's corporation.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Because we're taking a private jet after this.
Hey-o.
Sex island. My friends started this CBD...
Ooh, ha ha.
I like this slow version.
Ooh, ha ha.
My friends are this like CBD skincare product company, and he like sent us some, and it's nice. My wife likes it, and so I dip in.
Oh, hey, right.
But I gotta get you some.
It's
called
Vertly.
That's they're
is it
not
face thing?
They do. They do like lotions and face stuff.
Oh, hook
me up, my dude.
Yeah.
Bring us samples.
They're officially our sponsor. They're just finding out now.
Vertly.
Well, you guys, I think we're going to have to do skincare addiction.
I'll tell you fucking right now.
But we're going to do a skincare episode. Get them to send
it. Capo Zetto, dude. Vert skincare.
Fuck Vertly. Sponsor.
We got Capo. So we drink
legit.
It.
Legit.
Then we rub
and
it.
And skincare.
So far, we're into booze and weed. Next.
Perfumes and skincare.
I feel like we're basically like a girls movie night pod.
Yes, sponsor. We pretty much are.
Ladies night.
We're going to have a ladies slumber party episode where we're going to
just smoke red wine and do skincare.
And I'm going to bring all, you know what? We should do this. And I'm going to bring all of my shit and we're all going to try it on.
Night pod.
We need to get energy.
I got real estate investing, which is very different. And I don't.
Not as fun, but hey, not as fun, useful.
But probably more useful. But all right, anyway, fucking wake up, sheeple, dude.
Qui bono, y'all.
Big
look at you.
This is a fascinating sub that I would like to, I think that we may or may not cover it again. I mean, it just depends. I would really fucking like to talk to Gallo.
Oh, yeah, at some point. Wouldn't that be great?
I think we have to figure that out. I don't know how, because we still have to talk to our boy Roy again, and then some friends from another pod who we're still trying to link up with and schedule. But he'd be really interesting to talk about with this, because I think beyond just being about Reddit in general, he just with things like this and the relationship with Reddit to influencers, et cetera, I think it's he's kind of one of the few people that can really talk to it. Yeah. Talk about it with authority. So
yeah, I'd be interested to see. And he, like, he's no different than an influencer on Instagram, but he gets more shit because of the platform or something. So it's like, I think it might be a little bit unfair, or we all need to also hate on all the other influencers.
So we're going to have to get a hold of Gallaboob's assistant.
The Bolivian baby powder, guys.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying for years. All right. This is Did You Reddit? A weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Back at you next week with another podcast about the internet. Bye.